Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Gary. How are you doing?
Well, we're all doing good. Earlier, we recognized and thanked Mary Ann for all of her contributions, and we want to do that for you, too. Circumstances dictated that we do some of this earlier, so we presented Mary Ann with two of our gifts today. We've done that for you already because of those other circumstances, but we wanted to recognize all your contributions and all the good work that you did. And one of the things that was...
Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that's been important to me is I remember when we all got the email in 2014 saying that Scott Phillips was the new commissioner, and so he's a West River Meade County Republican and the Rapid City Democrat. I figured we probably had a lot in common.
Yeah.
So I called.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so I called and we had lunch, and that really was the start of a great relationship that continues to today. And I personally appreciate all the help that you gave me all these years, and I know everybody in the commission and in the department appreciates all that very much too. And we tackled a lot of tough issues and made some difficult decisions. And to me, I want to just read what you wrote for our new commissioner handbook, because I think it says a lot about you and what you did. And so, among other things, Scott wrote, "You should know, understand, and respect the commission process. As a commissioner, you should represent the public. You are the liaison between the department and the public and must act as a trustee for our vast array of public resources." And then you also wrote, "On every proposal, a commissioner should listen to the public, to the staff, to your fellow commissioners, and study the social science and biological science, the history of the regulation that's being looked at. Why are we doing it the way we do it now? Why should we change? Apply your best judgment to reach a balanced, fair decision, and have the courage to vote for what you think is right, even if it's not politically correct." I mean, that's how you approached your work and your responsibilities and your obligation. It was very well done. I think it's a good example of how others might consider going about all the responsibilities that we have as commissioners. So thank you very much. And like the Louisville Slugger that we gave to Mary Ann, we gave you one that says Scott Phillips on it. And thank you for going to bat for all of us. So thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you for those kind words, Gary. I want to recognize, I think this is the end of 8 years for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations on that. And good job. Good job for 8 years. I know you gave it your best absolutely every day you're a commissioner. And I just want to personally recognize that, and I know everybody else will too. So it was a good... It was a good 6 years. It was a good 8 years for you. So thank you, and best wishes to everybody there.
Yep. Thanks, Scott, very much.
Have a great meeting, guys.
Yep. Hold on a minute.
Scott, it's good seeing you, sir, and I'm glad your health's improving. You know, we never got a chance really to say goodbye, and I never got a chance to thank you for all the work you did. And I really enjoyed you walking through your den area and showing all those animals. I mean, there's discussion going on, but I could see that. I like to see all those trophies. I know some of those came from Alaska, so it always kind of brings me back home a little bit when I see those. But Scott, you truly were a real good leader, and you know, and I enjoyed our time together. I think particularly during the deer plan, you showed great leadership in that, and that took a lot of time and effort. I know all the commissioners shared in that. You know, Kevin, you were a part of that, but you in particular, I always remember for your leadership in that. So, you know, take care, Scott.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for that. You know, the deer deal was very challenging, but I enjoyed the whole thing. I don't know if I'd ever want to go there again. It was quite challenging. But hopefully we at least started the conversation.
Yeah,
and the commission would move forward with it to go along.
Yeah, you seem to generate some controversy with that deer plan, Scott.
I think most of the other commission.
Like Kevin, I think, wants to say something too.
Hey, Scott, it's Kevin here. Just, it's great to see your face and hear your voice, and appreciate all you've done for this department. Appreciate all you've done for this commission. Being a commissioner really is a thankless job, and I see that each and every day, really. You folks, you don't get paid a whole lot. You take a lot of heat from the public at times, and boy, it's a dedicated service. It's a public service, and Scott, I appreciate those 6 years of public service to this department, to the state, to the users, the constituents that we all serve. What a great thing we do here, though. Contribute to the quality of life of South Dakota. There's a pretty awesome opportunity to do that each and every day. And Commissioner Phillips, you did that. Just wanted to say thank you for doing that. Carry on that tradition of hunting, fishing, camping in South Dakota. I know your grandchildren are highly involved in those things and fishing on the Belfouche River. Those catfish are calling your name. Continue that. Continue spreading that legacy, that tradition. We sure appreciate all you've done and continue to do for this great state. So thank you for that, Commissioner. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, and you're very welcome. Like I said, I enjoyed the 6 years. It was a rewarding time. And the grandkids are getting good at catching big catfish. They really are. They're enjoying it very much.
Keep those pictures rolling my way. I love seeing them. So thank you.
I'll do that.
Thanks again, Scott, very much.